Our first story, Russia has said the supply of its sophisticated S-300 anti-aircraft missiles to Syria is a stabilizing factor. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the delivery of the missiles is aimed at deterring foreign intervention in Syria. He told reporters that Russia is giving the missiles to Syria in terms according rather to the terms of a contract signed several years ago. Meanwhile, Israel's Minister of Military Affairs Moshe Yaalon said the anti-aircraft system destined for Syria has not yet left Russia, but Israel will know how to act if it does leave. Israel and its Western allies are at odds with Russia over the delivery of the missiles. They're angry at Moscow for supporting Damascus. Western countries are backing insurgents fighting the Syrian government. With me now live from Washington is Mr. Dawood Khairullah, Professor of Georgetown University. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Khairullah. Now, first of all, Russia says that the missiles that it's sending are helping stabilize the situation, but there are people who are saying that this is actually working against the Geneva II conference. What's your opinion?
I think it's legitimate for Syria to be able to have a defense system that is effective. Israel has more sophisticated weapons, including more sophisticated missiles, and it has deployed these missiles. And then we have to remember that Israel is occupying Syrian territories. The Golan Heights are occupied by Israel, and this is recognized by the international community, by the United Nations Security Council, and there is lots of evidence to that. So I don't know how Israel would say that Syria is not in its right to have these weapons, at least to defend itself.
So we are seeing at the same time the EU foreign ministers agreeing to lift an arms embargo to be able to send weapons to insurgents. Do you think that Russia's announcement is a kind of a response to that decision made by the EU?
Well, the Russian response, it is a stabilizing factor. When you have one party that has the ability of committing aggression without any impediment, it will be tempted to do that. When the Israeli would know that the Syrians have ways to defend themselves against what? Against aggressive missiles from Israel, then the missiles are a stabilizing factor.
So do you think the Geneva II conference, however, will be a successful conference?
Well, we hope it will be a successful conference because a peaceful solution, a negotiated solution, is the only way out. We know how the resorting to weapons, resorting to force on the part of the opposition, what it led to. It led to the destruction of the country, a bloodlet that has not succeeded yet. So we hope that the conference in Geneva would reach some happy conclusion for everyone, the Syrians in the first place.
So Dawood Khairullah, Professor of Georgetown University with us there from Washington. Thank you very much.